This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two on this live original Sunday transmission. In 1 hour, Owen Schroyer with Sunday Live takes over. And tomorrow, we got Gary Franchi, who's down here from Chicago, old friend of mine, very popular talk show host, in studio. I'm going to have dinner with him tonight, just set that up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just be honest with you. I get in here and re-research all this stuff and see all the new stuff coming in, and I've got a problem where this is all just overwhelming. I mean, I know it's overwhelming to you as well. We have articles coming up next segment where the government and the corporations know they're killing us, and it's on purpose. And I know that's the message of this show, but it's public now, okay? I mean, it's not even debated. It's like something you've all seen in front of the world happen. Like, we don't know if O.J. Simpson really killed his wife and Ron Goldman, but we know he ran from police in a white Bronco. Or this shirt I'm wearing is navy blue, and the watch I'm wearing has got a army green strap on it. I mean, it's not debatable that this is going on. And so the answer is, what are we going to do about this? Because if I explain that this gets worse as it goes, oh, my God, we're into year three, year four, the worst 15 days, the worst part of the 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. We'll be 2 years into this in a month. It'll be 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 1,000 years. This is never going to end until we're all dead. And they're already saying it's the unvaccinated on all the late night comedy shows and on all the so-called news shows. It's the people that didn't take the shots. They're the villains. Anthony Fauci's not the villain, said Jimmy Kimmel Friday night. It's the unvaccinated. They're murderers. Doesn't matter it's not a vaccine. Doesn't matter it erases your immune system. Doesn't matter it makes you transmit it more. Doesn't matter because that's what it's designed to do. Doesn't matter there's way more deaths worldwide this year than there were last year from the shots. These people have signed on to kill us. Because that's the response of these globalist bankers. And now they're saying, oh, the hospitals are all full of dead and dying from Omicron. That's all made up. It's from the vaccine. And we said a year ago, by next winter, there'll be all these deaths from ADE and these other issues. And they'll say it's a new variant. And sure as hell. Exactly what we said is here. So the next phase, we told you Australia and Germany are a year ahead of us. So Spain, so is Austria. I said a year ago. I said in about a year, Germany will start arresting people that aren't inoculated and take them to FEMA camps, take them to emergency camps. Australia, the same thing. And sure as the sun came up this morning, and it's going to set pretty soon this evening, it happened. Because it's all in the UN plans. It's all in the CDC plans. We're just a year or so behind them. So you see them rolling out this winter, the forced inoculations and all this. It'll be here next winter. Or they're going to try it. But because Americans are uppity, Americans think we have basic freedom, they're not getting away with it except in blue cities that aren't America anymore. Where our basic birthrights have been flushed down and destroyed. And there's footage everywhere in Germany of them physically attacking anyone that tries to come out at night and not show them their ID or during the day or go to a grocery store. In fact, show the footage we showed earlier for TV viewers. In Germany today, people breaking through the vaccine checkpoint to be able to go to the Christmas fair. Unbelievable. A world ID, the domestication of humans. Tracker systems on phones that leave your house or be able to even talk to your neighbors or have a job. If that isn't something worth fighting against, there is nothing. that you'd be willing to fight against. We got so much more coming up in T-minus 60 seconds. I'm Alex Jones.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are on the march.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I got the video coming up later in the hour. It's on InfoWars.com. Trump at Mar-a-Lago last night. Called General Milley the puppet anti-American Chinese agent, a effing idiot. And he is an effing evil person. But I wish he'd call the poison vaccine effing garbage and say that he'd been effing conned by effing Big Pharma. But that has not happened yet, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's start plowing through the massive news and information right now. Where should we start? Maybe this Dr. Robert Malone information, the inventor of mRNA. I mean, why listen to him? He just invented the technology. German data analyst. With German data from the government, the higher the vaccination rate, the higher the excess mortality, a doubling in those dying who've been vaccinated. Same thing in the UK. Vaccinated English adults under 60 are dying at twice the rate of unvaccinated people the same age. And then there's the articles and the statistics for listeners and viewers. But don't worry, Fauci says they're coming for the babies now in the new year. Once he says they're eligible, first you're eligible, now you must take it. So just remember a little bit of that in the background before I hit the next news. Fauci forcibly taking children from their parents and testing these concoctions on them until they die. Oh, but that's just a footnote, too. I mean, he's a family man, Jimmy Kimmel told us. He's a good guy. He's not the monster. He's not Joseph Mengele. No, it's the people that don't take the shots, they need to be rounded up. Oh, wait, your own numbers say you're twice as likely to die if you take it, you still transmit it. We're going to arrest you. That's what's happening all over the world. Not in America yet. Well, they're trying in New York and L.A. and San Francisco. But we had founders that tried to enshrine liberties that were already there, but tried to protect them. Enshrine them. Make them off limits to tyrants and point out to the public that these are things you should defend. And now that's all going out the window, and so is all of our prosperity. Such an important Greg Reese report at band.video. Go to the left-hand corner of band.video and click that and go to the Greg Reese section. You'll see his latest report. Fauci's dead babies and mass graves from the past. Did you know there's mass graves that he ran? In New York City. You don't give those little 2-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 10-year-olds, thousands of them. You don't give them a marked grave. That humanizes them. You throw them in a landfill. But it's okay because they tell us all over the news he's so loving. He's such a good man. We need him when he ran the Wuhan lab. So let's start going through these headlines, okay? Poll, majority of voters concerned about potential of harmful side effects. That's a big national poll out. that 74% are concerned about it. You can read all that for yourself. Wow, what extremists. But don't worry. Here's the little weirdo in the Captain Kirk outfit. Biden's Surgeon General says triple vax people should still wear masks this Christmas because they're not safe and can still transmit. Don't worry, though. A new shot's coming. Oh, he always promised this is better than your natural immunity. One shot and you're handled. Now we're up to the third, fourth shot. He says he's just nuts. He's just worthless. Physicians claim 300,000 could suffer from heart conditions caused by post-pandemic stress disorder. It's not a real study. It's not a real disorder. They say there's hundreds of thousands dying in the UK after they get the shots because they're upset about the lockdown. That's why there's a massive increase. Not in their own literature it's causing heart attacks, not in their own British government documents and FDA documents that came out even before they started injecting the public because they'd done secret studies. No. It's like the billboard said on the side of buses. Heart attacks in children, that'll be newborn babies, is totally normal. Wasn't before. All these football players and folks falling down with heart attacks wasn't normal before. Now it is. UK surgeon remains suspended a year after saying government are using COVID to control people. Wow. Can't say that the grass is green or the sky is blue. That's all up on Infowars.com. Alex Jones declares war on Donald Trump unless he comes out against the corona injection agenda. Go see the video. And also, you know, let Rand Paul and all of them know, hey, Rand, you're exposing Fauci created the virus. You're exposing that he's a fraud. Fauci says that the vaccine is way better than natural immunity when natural immunity is 20-plus times better. The study actually says 27 times. That's an Israeli study of 6 million people, one of the best out there. But you still supported it early on. Now you need to come out against the whole thing and admit it's a fraud because now they admit it doesn't give you immunity and erase your immune system. Dr. Paul, I know you're not on the enemy's team. I know you got bamboozled. Don't be arrogant. Trump listened to you, Senator Paul, Dr. Paul. He's one of the main reasons you went with Warp Speed. Admit you were conned, Rand Paul. Your father needs to come out as well. So does Donald Trump. And I'm going to keep hammering this for months. And if you don't, you're going to stand trial at Nuremberg too as well. But I'm not going to sit here and risk my life doing this and not watch you put your skin in the game. And I know they broke your ribs. I know they shot at you. I know you're good, Rand Paul. I know you. The past vaccines, most of them were okay. Some were tainted, but you know it's a real science. You thought, hey, give it to people. We'll save lives. You were conned. But you're not conned now. So, yes, we love you calling for Fauci to spend 5 years in prison. And we love you exposing Wuhan. But go all the way. Go all the way. I mean, I'm facing prison from these people. I'm facing bankruptcy from them because I know there's no future if I don't fight back. You know that, too. So believe in America. Believe in America. Have bodyguards, of course. They're going to try to kill you. But believe in America and do the right thing. Believe in the world. Believe in humanity. And, again, I love Rand Paul. I love Donald Trump. I really like Ted Cruz. I really like Josh Hawley. I really like Tom Cotton. They all are as smart as I am or smarter. Probably smarter, aren't they? Yeah, probably. In a lot of ways, they are. They know all this. They knew it the whole time. Once the information came out, so they kept it all secret. But once the shot started, and now the literature, you'd have to be hiding in a freaking cave to not know this. And so we're not going to affect Joe Biden, the evil pedophile globalist Chinese agent. We're not going to get him to stop it. We're not going to get Obama, the evil, degenerate piece of garbage Islamicist. We're not going to get Antifa to stop it. They're evil. They want power. They want to overthrow the system. They want death. They want to make their bones. They're not going to stop. But we can get the governors and the legislators. And I'll say this, Greg Abbott, get with the program more. You come out and become a hero and do the right thing. DeSantis. Is it trying to make people take shots? That's not enough. It was a bad product. It was a fraud. It was a lie. Now a third shot, a fourth shot. Oh, let me tell DeSantis and Paul and Trump and Matt Gaetz and all of them something right now. Let me get this through your heads because, you know, Glenn Beck even gets it now. And I'm like, great, Glenn Beck, we love you. This is the real test of are you evil or are you good? Maybe Glenn Beck thought I was nuts years ago because it sounded extreme. He said that. Now he knows I'm right. So you see what's happening. You want to join Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, all of our ancestors that stood up against evil that were good. Are you from a good family or a bad family? But I want to tell Rand Paul and all the ones still somewhat on the fence, and Paul's doing a lot of great work, okay? He's picked his battles, and I respect him. But the point is, you can't know all this and do all these other good things and then not attack the injection itself and say, okay, we were lied to, it's all a fraud. And Paul, you and Trump and all of you are losing support with your constituents, and they're getting mad at you. I'm not the only one. So we're trying to help you. We're trying to get you to be the men you really are and to go all the way. And so if Rand Paul and others come out and really start saying we were misled about the vaccine, it's not a vaccine, and it's causing major health problems and throws down the gauntlet, we will turn the tide worldwide. I mean, my God, they start in a month and a half forced injections in Germany and other areas. I mean, this is a worldwide corporate plan. We need America to be a leader against this. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes to expose these people peacefully and legally and lawfully. And I really don't want them to fully take over and keep injecting the children and engage in all this mass murder. I really want to stop this, and I know we can. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Nations told us decades ago they'd use a virus to bring in world government. You're like, oh, show us your documents. Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation. Want more? We'll give them to you. We're going to show you FDA documents. Thousands dying. It's just the beginning of the gene therapy injections that began this year. And now, the evil, wicked, sick, big tech corporate combine is suppressing even mainline science. Even the American Heart Association has had their tweets blocked and have been threatened to be suspended for publishing what is on the Pfizer and Moderna injections, that now it can cause a heart attack or myocarditis. That's premeditated evil. That's making sure they can maim you, making sure they can kill you as part of their greedy, hateful business plan. And you know, where's the FBI? Nowhere. They're all bought off at the top. Who creates the memos that go out to the big six tech companies so they all work in lockstep, hence the term lockstep, Operation Lockstep, to suppress this? This is all a giant depopulation operation because they believe they're saving the earth. And a lot of people have been pre-programmed to think, well, there are too many people. Oh, did you know you're on the chopping block too? Oh, I guess you didn't. So since you think you should die, go ahead and take as many shots as you want, and you will die pretty quick in a horrible, degenerate fashion. They'll suck all the money out of you. Just don't do it to children, you murderers. You're into death, you're into Satanism, kill yourself, not us. Children offered secret ride to vaccine clinic, RT reports, and it's on the Canadian news. I reported this 6-8 months ago, but it's also happening in San Francisco, where they take children as young as 12 without parental consent and get them injected. Oregon may actually make its mask mandate permanent. Here's links to the Oregon government announcing, oh, it's just best to wear a mask always outside, just like you wear a seatbelt. I told you that 21 months ago, because I know their plans. About 18 months ago, the New York Times and CNN said, oh, it's just like seatbelts. Oh, yes. It's a symbol you're dirty, a symbol you're bad, a symbol that you are horrible, and that gives you bacterial pneumonia. It doesn't protect you. It's just the symbol of the cult, the permanent cult. Biden is spotted maskless at D.C. restaurant after saying he caught a cold from his grandson, Bo Jr. What were you doing, kissing him like you do the rest of your children? You know what I mean? I don't mean like kissing him normal. Even more key Democrats are getting caught up and engaging in mask hypocrisy. Pelosi, two more times last week. Well, she's a royal empress. She doesn't wear a mask. UFC legend Conor McGregor calls for Ireland to leave the EU over COVID restrictions, says it's a police state, not a free country anymore. Pro-vaxxers triggered after country music legend reveals he won't get the vax. Joins Eric Clapton and many others, saying, I won't play at any venue that makes everybody have the vaccine. That's Dale Watson. Berlin Wall of COVID. Supermarkets in Austria fence off vaxxed from unvaxxed. Tell everyone they're not allowed to go anywhere but the grocery store if they're unvaxxed. And then still there, they're checked and harassed. Total crap. Meanwhile, the numbers are exploding in all the super vaxxed areas. Some islands like Gibraltar are 100% highest rates in the world. Highest rate states, Vermont and then Maine, highest rates of vaccinations, have the highest rates of sickness, illness, hospitalization. Because what did the scientists say? The vaccine creates the spike protein that the virus itself creates. Oh, and I'll show you some studies from the FDA in a moment. South African official, COVID cases in children are mild. People should be less fearful, but they aren't. They love to get scared. And it goes on from there. Remember that German doctor famously that was on a Facebook live feed with tens of thousands of people watching, medical doctor, Dr. Andreas Nowak, with he and his wife, they SWAT team him for being online speaking out, because in Australia and Austria and Germany and Spain, you're not allowed to criticize. England's trying to pass a law right now or tell the truth about the deadly injections because you're such a free country. Well, he got beaten up. It sounds like they said Men in Black, Antifa police beat him to death 2 days ago. Full information on Infowars.com. German doctor murdered hours after exposing graphene hydroxide in vaccines. And it's graphene oxide. Report, Biden secretly deporting thousands of illegal aliens out of South Texas airports to other destinations in the United States. A really important John Bowne report, totalitarians mandate tyranny worldwide. We heard that at the start of the show. At the start of Sunday Live, in 35 minutes, it's going to air again. I suggest you all grab it. I suggest you all share it. The most powerful 4-minute, 55-second boil down you're going to see anywhere. It's also at Man.Video. Thank you, Dr. Joe Rogan. UFC's Dana White credits Joe Rogan ivermectin for rapid COVID recovery. South Korea sees record high COVID-19 cases, deaths, despite country's high vaccination rate. Omicron variant shares genetic code with common cold, researchers say. Omicron more transmissible, less severe due to common cold mutation, but they don't care. Spanish investigation finds vaccine passports have no impact on infection rates. Of course, it's all to track and control you. COVID outbreak on U.S. cruise ship despite fully vaxxed passengers. They're having super sickness on board. Isn't that interesting? Watch Paris police check proof of vaccination while diners eat. Same thing in Germany. Same thing in Australia. Coming here. Unified. Global. Corporate plan. These leaders aren't French leaders or German leaders or Spanish leaders or Mexican leaders when they do this. They're globalist leaders. But the Mexican president has said it's a power grab and dangerous and the vaccine attacks your immune system. And guess who else has come out and said you shouldn't be made to take a forced inoculation to buy or sell or live? Guess who else? Here's the South African president refuses vaccine mandate and vaccine passports. This is Cyril Ramaphosa.
This vaccine, I want to repeat, nobody will be forced to take this vaccine. Nobody will be forbidden from traveling to wherever they want to travel to, including from enrolling at school or from taking part in any public activity if they have not been vaccinated.
By the way, I'm not saying that president's perfect, but he's the one that arrested some of the communists that wanted to overthrow and kill all the white people. So, and he obviously doesn't want to inject everybody there and basically give them a little bioweapon disease. So good for him. Over there in South Africa. Hopefully he comes out all the way against the New World Order. Okay. I have not gotten into the documents yet, but we will when we return. The big documents, you know, that we covered on Tuesday, that now on all the major big tech platforms from Reddit to Instagram to Facebook to YouTube to Google to Twitter, everywhere, they are blocking it. They don't want you to know. Remember, the FDA was like, we do not want to give the public these documents on the injections on the Pfizer shot. And the federal judge said, well, you're going to release, you know, 500 pages a month of the hundreds of thousands of pages. And the first group came out in big tech's like doing their job to make sure consumers can't find out how they're being killed and to make sure we get hurt as bad as possible. They are terrorists helping kill everybody. They are murderers. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning and it's only going to run until the end of the month. And that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great. And it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, the entire global corporate system is working around the clock to suppress this broadcast. And they flipped out 3.5 years ago and just went crazy. And then we're hyperventilating on national TV, saying he's got to be taken off air. He's too dangerous. Oh, my God. They had emergency meetings with all the big tech heads they admitted they had. And I went and noticed what it was I said when they did that. And it was, you're not going to go out to the ballpark anymore. They're going to make you wear masks. They're going to forcibly inject you. It's Operation Lockstep. They're going to use a virus to bring in worldwide UN control. And they, by then, were paying attention. When I was saying it 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they're like, oh, that's just some crazy guy. They won't listen to him. But by then, we helped get Trump elected. They were like, you got to shut him up. But see, now they got to shut you up. They got to shut everybody up. And not just online, but in the third dimension, on the ground. And they're trying. I mean, in Germany and places, they're going to people's houses and killing them. A lot of activists have been killed in Canada. And Trudeau says he wants to be a dictator like China. When somebody says, I want to be a dictator like Xi Jinping, Xi Jinping killed tens of millions of his own people, conservatively 60-plus million. The CIA says 60-something million. The Chinese say he killed 80-something million. But let's just go with a low number so it's more manageable here. 60-plus million. So, and people can't ever believe when this happens to them. They just can't believe it's happening. People ask why persecuted groups in Germany, when Hitler got in power in 33 and slowly turned up the heat for 7 years, why they stayed there? Because it's done incrementally, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to save the country as fast as I can, but this is a global thing. If there was some free country run by a patriot I could run to, I'd do it. But Bolsonaro's hanging on by his fingernails. But if he could fix Brazil, I'd move down there. I mean, I love America, but I'm ready to give up on it, folks. If there was an alternative, there's not. So everybody always bashes America all day. We are still, of the entire major countries in the world, the freest, most open society in the world and have the least COVID restrictions because it's not how our background has been set up. It's not what our Bill of Rights and Constitution says. So you better believe that we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. That's why I love this republic, man. You think it's bad? You hadn't seen anything what's going on. I mean, Latin America, most of those countries have been under lockdown for 20 months. Australia's been in lockdown for over 20 months. Germany, over 20 months. They were approaching the 600-day mark a few weeks ago. Guys, look up how many days Germany's been under lockdown. I think it's gone past 600 days. And I got the articles. I just read them to you. Oh, it's, by the way, it's COVID's forever. Bloomberg headline. Oh, mask are forever. AP. And then there's this. Here it is out of Fox News. It's finally in the last few days since it broke on Monday. I've learned about it Tuesday. Got some attention. But where did it break? The FDA got ordered by a federal judge last week. 7, 8, 9 days ago. You know, Friday before last. 8, 9 days ago, got ordered to release these documents. Remember the headlines in Reuters everywhere? Oh, FDA wants 55 years to release any Pfizer or Moderna documents. But these were Pfizer, this particular suit. And even Reuters said, what? What? Oh, what? Yeah, wow. It's so wonderful. It works so well. Why not? I went and looked today because I heard about it. And the crew went and looked, and we found it. We're going to show it all to you here. You know what they did to the prominent Twitter accounts that linked to this? They banned them. And now they're saying they're going to ban the American Medical Association if they say anything. And they have already threatened to ban and already restricted and already banned some of the links put out by the American Heart Association. They already restrict Senator Paul when he talks about the Israeli study, 27 times better natural immunity than these shots. See, that's not martial law coming. That martial law is here. Old Johnny Cash said, I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. Well, you're going into the globalist prison, and the train isn't coming. The train just ran over us. So Representative Norman demands FDA release COVID vaccine data in 100 days. Says, no, you're not going to release 500 pages a month, which the way the judge did it still times out to over 50 years. Meanwhile, we hear about two parents that might have let their teenager get a gun. They're on every channel. Oh, look, forget the guy that ran over all the people and killed a bunch in Waukesha. He's black, so we'll talk about it. But look, the white parents are guilty. Look, white people are killing everyone. White people, white people. Meanwhile, the real globalists, that I guess are mainly white people, with some Chi-Coms mixed in, they are running around depopulating people, killing people in front of you, and we can't even get it covered. And if you try to talk about it, you get banned. Representative Norman demands FDA release COVID vaccine data in 100 days. oh, they don't personalize and humanize on all these channels, all the people damaged by these so-called vaccines. No, no, no. Here's another one. Court orders FDA to comply with FOIA and release information on Pfizer EUA. First batch of documents shows 1,200-plus vaccine deaths in just the first 90 days. And it's a lot worse than that. They admit they filtered out most of the deaths. Pfizer COVID jab killed more than 1,200 people within 90 days. Now, here's the popular Israeli researcher that put it out, Gal Shalev. But Gal Shalev went viral pointing out the FDA documents and simply pointed out some pages that were accurate. They've been banned on Twitter for daring to show the public an FDA document. That's Twitter aiding and abetting mass murder. But it's okay because a guy with brown skin runs it, so he's allowed to be involved in all the mass murder. Here's Gal Shalev. Gal Shalev was permanently suspended from Twitter today when his tweet blew up virally after sharing Pfizer docs handed to FDA. Well, that's the message. You better just get on board with killing everybody or you'll be banned. Let's get Gal Shalev on the show ASAP, please. That's a priority, okay? Because those that get censored, we need to magnify. How dare him not want to stay permanently locked down in Israel? Oh, but look, we have his tweet saved. We have the tweet saved. Let's read what they don't want us to see from Gal Shalev. Number one bombshell. As ordered by the courts, the FDA must release the data it's based to EUA for the Pfizer shot. The FDA released the documents. The courts to keep the information confidential. Let me start over. I try to hurry up and I run over this stuff too fast. Number one bombshell. As ordered by the courts, the FDA must release the date it based its EUA for the Pfizer shot. The FDA requested the courts to keep the information confidential for no or less for 55 years. The court returned with an order to release 500 documents a month. Number two, we start with the first release of 30 pages of adverse events, including death. How this product wasn't taken off the shelf within the first months is beyond me. Not allowed to say that, son. You're banned. 1,227 deaths by February reported. These are Pfizer and FDA documents. Here come the Twitter police. Number three, looking at the amount of adverse events recorded for the 42,000 is jaw-dropping. What's worse, out of the recorded AEs, about 137 is death. This is insane. And that's not 137, that's 1.37 out of the 42,000, so thousands. The FDA admits these are ONKE recorded AE that are considered above mild. There was so much more that wasn't released. Number four, please keep in mind these are adverse events recorded in the first 3 months alone from December 1st and February 28th. By all means, and confirmed by Pfizer, these are only recorded AEs, adverse events, and therefore it might be a small sample of the true number. Number five, it goes on to talk about spontaneous abortions, miscarriages, deaths, all of it. Read it for yourself.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when
I'm stuck in COVID prison, and time keeps dragging on. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
But that train keeps rolling
on down the sand. I was just a baby. Stop right there. So, getting serious here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you the actual FDA documents so you can see it for yourself. This is just the first 30 pages they released. I guess tomorrow they'll release a little more. And it just says everything that we just wrote down there on massive miscarriages, massive deaths, massive heart attacks, massive strokes, all of that right there that the system is trying to suppress. And Congress is saying, hey, release it all. Yeah, that's what Rand Paul needs to do. But he hasn't gotten to saying the vaccine's a fraud. He just says, oh, your learned immunity's better. And they censor him for that. No, no, Paul, you were con. This isn't a vaccine. It's deadly. You were wrong. You were wrong. Let's continue. In secret vaccine contracts with governments, Pfizer took hard line. And it actually admits even in Yahoo News that Pfizer has secret agreements with the U.S. government that Trump signed where they run the media and run responses and are giving liability protection. And it's the same thing all over the world. Here's the Washington Post. In secret vaccine contracts with governments, Pfizer took hard line to push for profit. It's not profit, it's control. Pfizer has the power to silence governments and maximize profits, consumer group alleges. Alleges? Pfizer's alarming power to silence governments. I mean, they're silencing the American Heart Association can't come out and tell you what the damn insert says. And what do they tell them? You're not allowed to talk. Only Fauci or the WHO. So let me show you this next little tidbit. And as I mentioned, it's a short 3.5 minute report by Greg Reese on band.video that everybody should share and get out there. Because I know the audience is highly awake here, but we need to reach people that aren't awake. That's the key to all this. That's the whole point. Exclusive. Forgotten monument to dead orphans from Fauci's torturous and deadly AIDS testing is located in New York State. Heartbreaking photos of the thousands of children they killed and the mass grave. So everybody freaks out about keeping dogs, beagles alive and flesh-eating, you know, bugs, because Fauci likes that. But what about the children and their own illegal experiments on healthy children, killing them? That used to be in the mainstream news, but they won't touch it now because they're totally bought and paid for. Big Pharma bought up and took control of big media and big tech and now are unified against us, killing us. They don't just want the money. They want the power. Government tested AIDS drugs on foster children. NBC News, including lethal ones. 2005, Fauci ran it. Showing people these NBC headlines. Look at that. Now you understand how they operate in the revolving door. Not only did Fauci's NIAID harm dogs, foster children also died during HIV research. NIH tested AIDS drugs on foster children, including totally healthy ones. They would try to escape. They would chain them down until they died. Oh, but Greece to fine elderly 114 for every month they remain unvaccinated. Oh. And it goes on and on and on. You see, what they did to the foster children, they're now externalizing on everybody. And these new injections erase your immunity and turn your white blood cells off on record. Israel's already onto their fourth and fifth shot. What's the only thing the vaccinated and the unvaccinated have in common? None of you are fully vaccinated. You're never fully vaccinated until you're 6 feet under and dead. We're going to fight this. We're going to stand together. You know, I've got to give support to a lot of prominent people that I've talked to who are fighting this, and they just say, it feels like we've gone too far. There's no return. And that's the way the universe works. No, the globalists have gone too far, and they can't stop, and we can't stop either because we're not signing on to all this evil. But, yes, you're living in incredible times. You're living with a world government that bought up the media and big pharma and big tech, literally murdering everybody. The politicians get the word, they don't take the shots. It's for us, not for them. Now let me show you the next big group of news articles that I've got here in the stack that are so incredibly important. I had my whole stack on the Ghislaine Maxwell cover-up and the pedophiles and the government's running those and the CIA running the child kidnapping rings. And for some reason, I'm having trouble finding it in my stacks here, but let me just go through these headlines and then we'll be able to find them. We'll be able to find them regardless. Yeah, let's just run through all these and I'll find them one way or the other. There it is, Zero Hedge. Biden infrastructure bill includes passive monitoring vehicle kill switch mandates for automakers. People just can't believe that was actually in the bill we told you, and it says they can remotely monitor you and kill your car. Oh, but the prisons are wide open, the borders are wide open, but you're going to have AI watching you. They get rid of the police, they get rid of the society, and when you don't behave, they just turn your vehicle off. It's AI controlling. Former CNN host Chris Cuomo is accused of sexual misconduct in the media. How about accused of covering up his brother's mass murder in nursing homes by shipping COVID patients there? But they use the smokescreen of the sexual harassment. FedFest, white supremacist group who staged March on Capitol, ridiculed as FBI psyop. You got to see the article on InfoWars.com. I mean, what is the Lincoln Project 2.0, you know, dressed up like this? They even wear the same stupid uniform. San Francisco restaurant refuses to serve cops, claim guns make them uncomfortable. Never seen anything like it. Los Angeles residents stunned as violent crime creeps into wealthier communities. It isn't creeping. It's rushing in. Bob Dole dies. Robots are now able to replicate. What does this mean for humanity? It means look out. Video, InfoWars crashes, Beto rally last night in Austin. Owen Schroeder did a great job. That video is on InfoWars. He'll be coming up next hour playing some of that. Let's continue. Supply chain issues now causing shortages of heart medications, antibiotics, cancer, and drugs. But the Democrats respond now by saying, quote, inflation like greed is good. Big articles out of that. Big articles in NBC, Associated Press, New York Times, all promoting inflation. Well, it's good for the bankers. They use it to buy everything up and then leave us the debt. Isn't that just incredible? Here's another double thinks headline. Pro-lifers slam New York Times guest essay over claim that adoption can be more traumatic than abortion. Being chopped up and killed is better than having loving people adopt you. You see that? It's bioethics. Oh, you have a miserable life. We're going to go ahead and kill you. You'll be better never existing. Dark winter looms for Pennsylvanians as power bills set to soar and they cut off coal production. And it goes on and on and on. Oh, but all the big bankers, they're all getting raises as fast as they can, ladies and gentlemen. Democrat politicians renew calls to pack the U.S. Supreme Court. Add more liberal judges. Yeah, Hugo Chavez did it. Why not do it here, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, here's the stack. I'll have to cover this first thing on the show tomorrow. There's so much on this. I can't really do this justice right here at the end. But look, slip of the tongue temporarily derails Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Child sex abusers at CIA avoiding prosecution, protected by the CIA. CIA files say stabbers committed sex crimes involving children. They weren't prosecuted. Oh, really think so? German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles, over 30,000 of them over 30 years. 30 years in one city alone, happened all over the country, placing them with 30,000 pedophiles. Biggest publication in Germany. That's what's at the bottom of this rat hole, of this spider web, of this Satanism. And now they don't want to just rape your children. They want to poison them and erase their immune system and give them blood clots and prion disease. Yeah, it's crazy. It's wild. And it's all here, ladies and gentlemen. And we tried to warn everybody. So stand up, speak out against it, and be prepared. Just thank God you live in areas that aren't as bad off as places like Germany and Australia. But once they make them fall, they're coming here. So we got to save them over there to save ourselves over here. Plus, they're humans made by God, and we should love them and support them. Same thing with the new lockdowns in Africa are designed to cause more mass starvation and death as well. We don't stand up for them. God won't stand up for us. Separately, tomorrow is the last day of store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points on things like DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and all of it. So get those big discounts now, and it funds this operation, InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, if your local station doesn't carry Sunday Live every Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Owen Schroeder, they should. And it's coming up. You can find it at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And, of course, on the front page of InfoWars.com, the live feeds are right there. Owen's coming up. Special reports up front you don't want to miss. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.